Welcome to worship this morning, virtual worship with First Lutheran in Poughkeepsie, New York, on this 5th of April, Palm and Passion Sunday, also known as the fifth Sunday in Lent. Let us pray. O God of grace, wherever we are sheltering in place today, you are with us. Whenever our frustrations and fears threaten to overwhelm us, you invite us to gather under the safety of your protective wings. Whatever lies in our futures, you promise to be with us. Come to us in the power of your Holy Spirit to nurture and encourage us with your word, which brings life and hope for our tomorrows, which are ultimately secure in you. Amen. As our worship team gathered virtually to plan for this unique Palm and Passion Sunday and tried to wrap our heads around the fact that no, we would not be singing First Lutheran's traditional Palms anthem. No, there would be no intergenerational waving of palm branches as we processed around our beloved sanctuary. No singing with gusto our joyful hosannas. No, we could not possibly tackle the interactive congregational reading and parts of the traditional Passion story. We couldn't do it virtually. And then we became quiet for a few minutes, and after that, we began to share our feelings. Feelings like, I'm having to dig deeper to find the inner resources I need to get through this. I've realized we can't rely on our own reason or strength. That just won't be enough. I'm barely holding it together by a string attached to a mask. I'm lonely. But others lack the basic resources to make ends meet right now. I worry about my husband when he goes out to buy groceries, even though he practices social distancing, wears a mask and gloves and showers when he comes home, and even though I wipe down every item that comes in his grocery bags, I still worry. I ask myself, what's enough? And what's not enough to do in taking precautions right now? Each little tickle in my throat is scary. This is really tough. There was another pause of silence in our sharing, and then Maria said, as we begin our Holy Week journey this year, we're facing something really dark. I identify, she said, with the disciples so much more right now than at any other time approaching Holy Week. They didn't know either what was happening, how their lives would be affected. They too were terrified for their lives and the lives of their loved ones. And so we began to plan. Now, in my own life, in virtual discussions with my circle of family and friends, my nephew Ryan, for example, a chief resident in a metropolitan medical center, called to talk through last week some very hard existential questions and moral and ethical dilemmas he's been facing. And this past week, he asked, how should medical personnel balance their Hippocratic oaths against the longing to care for loved ones and family members when there's inadequate protection for them at the hospital setting? Who gets assigned the limited ventilators available? And Allison's daughter? She faces the same dilemma as a newly minted RN serving on the floor that has been designated the COVID-19 reception wing. She was told 1 week that she would need to make do with the same mask and gown and protective face gear for one whole shift. And then more recently, she was told she had to keep the same equipment, the same protection for 3 shifts. How do we convert fear into positive action? Well, right here in this community, Christ Episcopal, just up the street from us, has helped show us the way. they got to thinking, how could they help in our community? And by reinventing their summer camp model, they've managed to provide licensed childcare for the children of medical personnel in Poughkeepsie. I heard another amazing story of how the owner of a factory in China that supplies my brother's company learned of the shortage of masks in the United States, and on her own volition, as a Christian person motivated by her faith, she personally acquired and mailed 1,000 masks made in China to Milwaukee for distribution to the families of workers in my brother's company. And 250 of those masks ended up for my nephew and fellow residents at his medical center. While I Skyped with my friend Nicola in Geneva, Switzerland, all of a sudden the clocks chimed 3 p.m. here and 9 p.m. there. And all of a sudden outside, I could hear outside her window a holy racket in Swiss cowbells. And thousands of people throughout Geneva were shouting words of encouragement as medical personnel throughout the city was in the business of changing their shifts, some off, some on. And here, through First Lutheran's quilters, 30 masks were sewn and according to the CDC guidelines and were delivered to Vassar Medical Center by Lorna, made by Diane, and another 12 to St. Paul's Food Pantry. And still more are being sewn day by others in the quilting group and given to those most in need at the front lines of care. And here we are, in this in-between place between hosannas and crucify him. Such a long, short time ago, we were so totally in the hosanna mode. All was going so well. It was going so well that I thought it was the perfect moment to share with the congregation my plans for retirement at the end of July. New members had come in, a functioning Sunday school, an alternate jazz vesper service planned for First Fridays with our young adults, more and more number, stepping up to host. The sanctuary, safe and secure thanks to the successful completion of the tie rod process. And we ended our year's budget in the black. And then literally a week later, all hell had broken loose. The world turned upside down. The stock markets crashed. All but essential businesses closed. And many small business owners may never recover. Domestic violence, we hear, is on the upswing in our community due to close confinement. Worries for the future and the leisure to drink exacerbated the situation. Ricky reported witnessing a brawl in a big box store with people who were fighting over toilet paper. The lines from Psalm 31 appointed for this Sunday leap out at us and resonate deeply down to the depths of our souls. Have mercy on me. I am as useless as a broken pot. Fear is all around me. My times are in your hands. Save me in your steadfast love. The disciples are indeed terrified. They're forsaken. They're afraid for their very lives, their futures blowing in the wind. And Jesus is humiliated before Pilate. Jesus knows our sense of helplessness and our innocence. Through no fault of his own, he stands being mocked and assaulted, left to the mercy of the fickle crowd surrounding him, his friends looking out for their own well-being, sheltering in place. Many in our community do know that sense of humiliation and helplessness right now. They can't make rent or mortgage payments. They may lose their health insurance at precisely the worst possible moment. They can't even find enough hand sanitizer. Or worse yet, they are standing by as loved ones develop symptoms, worsen, and in some cases, are dying. The chief priests and scribes and elders call out to Jesus as he is crucified. He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Echoes maybe of proud and successful business owners used to bailing others out who are now all across this country, worrying about how to save themselves and their loyal employees. Jesus knows that feeling. Jesus cries from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? And here we are, suddenly pivoting from the image of lining the streets and shouting our hosannas and waving our palm branches to crucify him. Crucify him, all in the space of this Palm and Passion Sunday. So here we are together with the disciples, hiding out as we shelter in place, hoping the virus won't recognize us or our loved ones and threaten our lives too. And there's Jesus right alongside us. In our own sense of betrayal and humiliation and defeat and abandonment because of the coronavirus. But here's the core truth of Palm and Passion Sunday. Jesus takes it all on for us. In the stirring words of Barbara Brown Taylor, after the crucifixion, the world was a different place, and the world knew it. The earth shook, rocks split, tombs groaned and fell open to the light. God became flesh and blood in order to bring divine love to life. All the stories of Jesus repeat the same refrain, a shepherd who is relentless in his care for each individual sheep and lamb. God finds us where we are, to comfort and care for us, and to urge us to do the same for others. The radically vivid contrast held in tension on this Palm and Passion Sunday pivot in a way that is particularly riveting this year. At this intersection between Palm Sunday and Holy Week 2020, we see all the trouble we're in. We feel the need of God's mercy. But we've also noticed with new clarity the beauty, the surprises of joy and goodness that keep surfacing in the midst of all the horrors of this global pandemic. The desire seated deep within us as a gift of our baptisms compels us to follow Jesus on the road to Gethsemane, to rise above our own fears and reach out to comfort others. Jesus rides on to Jerusalem knowing exactly where he is going and why. For us, for you and for me, because God so loves the whole world. Therefore, we can take courage and listen for the sounds and watch for the sights that reassure us that we are being cared for in our discipleship, just as surely as the Good Shepherd cares for his sheep. Sights and sounds like the thousands of cowbells and shouts of encouragement from medical personnel around the world as they change shifts. Masks mailed from China to Milwaukee. Alicia delivering groceries to spare Teresa and others unnecessary exposures. Eric recording beautiful hymns for us in the silence and emptiness of our church building to lift our hearts today in worship. The dean of the Yale Divinity School, Greg Sterling, has written in this past week, faith neither panics nor shuts its eyes to reality. Faith is the quiet confidence that no matter what we face, God will give us the strength to face it. Faith is a life motivated to serve on the basis of that confidence. Only when we don't know the future do we really know if we have faith? This crisis will test our faith. It will reveal our confidence in God and God's love. It will reveal our love for one another, for those we know and those we do not know. Hosanna. 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 Remember what that means. It means, save me, I pray. Rescue me, Savior. Amen.